you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
Think about it, the Santa gig. You know, kids on knee, wish lists. Were you a little good little girl or a good little boy? Generous time off except during the holidays. Hey, I could do that, you're thinking. Now, the real Santa, who we're told manages all of the reindeer, the global toy factory, and that wacky sled distribution system from the frozen tundra, now that sounds hard. But the department store, local Christmas party Santa, how hard could that be? Well, let's ask the professionals. We could ask the Fraternity of International Real Bearded Santas. There is such a thing. Forbes, for short.
No, but not the magazine. Not Steve
no,
Forbes.
No, not Steve Forbes. He needs to grow a beard. There's also the IOS. That's the International Order of Santas. I kid you not.
Wow.
These organizations
really
exist. But any of those folks would no doubt refer you instead to the Charles H. Howard School for Santa Claus in Midland, Michigan, which is also the home of Dow Chemical. Go figure, but that's another story. Anyway, it was founded in 1937, the oldest by far of an international network of professional Santa schools. Howard has trained thousands of Santas, and the dean of Santas, you might say, is Tom Valente. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, John. Celeste.
Good morning.
Tom's been the dean of the Charles H. Howard Santa Claus School since 1975. He's been a Santa for 35 years, and the school's registrar is Holly Valente. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Holly, you didn't change your name to Holly from Poinsettia or something, did you?
No, I was born at Christmas, so I am Holly.
Well, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
And Tom, what does it take to be a good Santa?
Well, it takes someone with a big heart, someone that wants to be Santa pretty much year-round. There's a lot to it. It's someone with a lot of Santa spirit, and the folks that come to this school already have that Santa spirit, and we build it even bigger and quest their appetite for more.
Now, do you require natural beards, or is it okay to wear makeup? How do you harness the spirit that comes in from the entering students and turn it into real working Santas?
Yeah, I'd say 90% of them have real beards and hair, the ones that are presently coming to school. The others have to invest in some pretty expensive hair to look real.
You know, let me ask you, I mean, Holly, you're the registrar. You probably give people advice all the time on whether or not to take this step, right?
Right.
So, you know, let me just ask you, I mean, when someone calls up and says, Hez, I'm thinking about going to this school. I do have a pot belly. I have a white beard. But I don't like kids. That's going to be a no, right?
That's a no.
So what are the deal breakers here? What's the standards of measurement to where you say, yes, you should invest in your Santa education?
Well, it's people that really want to become the best in the field of Santa. And that means you need to have the heart of Santa, the spirit. You just need to want to be the best. And it takes a lot of effort. And to come to the school, to spend the money, the time, the energy to come, it means that you really want to be the best you can be. We try to make sure they're educated in every facet of Santa, so that when they go out, they can be the best.
And I was looking, there's a number of schools around the world, and your school among them, and being, of course, the oldest of them, costs several hundred dollars, maybe as much as $600-$700. How long is your program, Tom?
Oh, we're 40 hours.
And 40 hours.
40 hours in 3 days.
And you get a certificate at the end of that.
Yes, you do.
Now, Tom, how do you deal? Because each year is different. Certainly, if you group years in fives, there are all kinds of economic realities that have a direct impact on what kids bring to the laps of those Santas. What stories can you tell me, and how do you advise the Santas on dealing with kids whose requests are a kind of economic indicator? Sad but true.
All right. Well, for the last 75 years, since the school began, we've always taught Santas not to promise anything. Even if mom's in the background shaking her head, yes, I have that doll. You don't promise a child anything. You keep that wish, that surprise, that magic. So we never promise anything, and Santa's not the one that determines what these children are going to get. This is a family visit. And the best thing you can do as Santa in these hard economic times is talk to the family, so you can understand what's going on, and they'll lead you, not to promise anything, but it'll come out of the family more than it'll come out of Santa. And Santa can just be a good listener. You have to be that good listener. And keep them cheered up and keep them happy. That's our job.
Well, Holly, you know, there's been a lot of debate in the United States about the value of a college education, right?
Right.
So tell me about the value of a Santa Claus education. Are you more employable? Can you ask for higher wages as a Charles H. Howard educated Santa Claus?
Well, our students seem to think so because they put it on their resumes and their cards. We don't really, you know, we don't care about that. We care about that the Santa can do such a great job for the children, that they know the true history of St. Nicholas, that they know the legends and facts, that they know about real reindeer and what they sound like, what they look like, their personalities, that they know about flight lessons, how it feels to be up on a sleigh like Santa Claus. And
do you have a simulator there?
We do. We have a full-size, Tom made a full-size Santa sleigh and had 9 reindeer, full-size reindeer. And we also have real reindeer in our backyard so that the Santa students are able to come and see what real reindeer smell like, look like, act like. They're different personalities.
So you're really getting something for your education.
You really go to Midland.
That's right. Well, Tom, so finish this sentence for me. If I'm a department store owner, if I don't hire a Santa with a Charles H. Howard Santa Claus school certificate, I just might end up blank.
Unknown. I'm not avoiding the question, John, but like Holly said, it's not the certificate that they come for it. It's the learning. It's the quest for more of that Santa knowledge, more of the Santa spirit. That fact that you need a diploma or a certificate to get a job, I think that's the first time I've ever thought about it.
All right, well, that's great, Tom. So where is that Santa who looks remarkably like Tom Valente going to be deployed this year?
Hopefully, and my plans are, and I know that's where I'll be, is in my own community here in Midland, Michigan. We have a wonderful Santa house here, and the children line up every night, and the lines are out into the snow a bit, you know, maybe an hour, maybe a little bit more as the season gets later. And they're going to get a nice visit with Santa, and the reindeer will be sitting outside, and it's a wonderful experience.
So, all right, leading it all will be the dean of the Charles H. Howard Santa Claus School, Tom Valente, and his trusty registrar. We hesitate to call her Mrs. Santa, but we can call her Holly Valente. Tom and Holly, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus is coming tonight.